before I speak, a prayer. Lord, we do tremble at what we have seen down the centuries, what we've seen in our own lifetime, and yet you give us a loving warning that blessed and wise is the man and woman, the girl and boy who trembles at your word, at what you have to say. So may we do that today, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Just want to ask, with a poll of hands this morning, how many of you know that you had relatives who fought in the First World War? I know I had three grandfathers who went to the trenches. Just show if you know that you had grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. Quite a lot scattered around the church. I guess there's probably more than the hands show, because you may know, because we are creatures of short memory. Friends, war is a fearful thing. Here is what an army officer wrote the night before the Battle of the Somme. I quote, "The sound of guns is now insistent and becoming stronger. We talked of what it meant to face death. Every man knew that it might well be his last on earth. The fear of what lies ahead is very real." I think we can imagine, before a battle, up against a well-armed enemy, that we too, whether we are a youngster or middle-aged or more elderly, we too would be full of fear. The worst day in British military history, do you know when that was? The first day of the Battle of the Somme, First World War. By the close of the battle, there were over 400,000 British casualties. The impact on our nation was devastating. And 100 years ago, on the morning of November 11th, 1918, 2,500 soldiers were killed before 11 a.m. Then it all stopped. And today on Remembrance Sunday, remember thousands who served our nation in the armed forces, fighting many battles, facing many fears, and giving their lives for us, for our tomorrow. And in the midst of the busyness of our lives, we stop and stand still, silently to reflect and remember. I know it's happened in all the schools in the parish, the British Legion going into assemblies, and the clergy in some of the other schools as well. And yes, we pause to reflect and remember, to give thanks to God for their sacrifice. We also give thanks to God. Remember all those serving today in our armed forces. Again, a handshake. There are some serving officers and soldiers here today. How many of you have family or currently are serving in the armed forces? Put a hand up if you're one of those. A good scattering again around the church. We don't have to be in the forces to know what fear is. It's a universal experience, whether it's the fear of being a failure, or the fear of suffering, or fear of failing a test or an exam, or fear of death. We fear because we're not in control. Up against the wall when the chips are down, we may well call out in desperation. We cry out, "Oh God, help me. Anything, anyone help me, please. Get me out of this mess." The words just read by Christo from Psalm 46 are the words of a man in trouble, a man who knew fear, but a man who did not let fear overwhelm him, because he knew God to be his helper in trouble. Did you hear that great phrase from Psalm 46? God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say the trouble will go away. What he does say is that God is his helper in trouble, amidst trouble. And because of this, he goes on to say, Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. His world was falling in, collapsing in on him. So how could he say with such assurance and confidence that he would not fear? It was because he found refuge and strength, help in trouble, from God. That's why he was not going to fear. And so often, what we need is help, because in our fears, whether we're a young person or very elderly or middle-aged, it's our fears which can make us feel so helpless. There's a man in 1941 who was helpless. He was drowning at sea. He presumed his end, his death, had come. His name was Lieutenant Edward Briggs of the Royal Navy. He was on duty defending and doing the signalling on the battle cruiser Hood, which was defending the Atlantic supply routes. And the fear, the attack came from a German battleship called Bismarck, most enormous ship. I remember as a child making an Airfix model of Bismarck and carefully painting it. And this great ship, Bismarck, a shell penetrated the main ammunition store, causing a catastrophic explosion. It led to that battle cruiser sinking in just 3 minutes. The ship had 1,418 men on it. Only three survived that attack. And Edward Briggs, in recalling the events, talks about him remembering how he was sucked down in the water. Let me quote him. I tried to swim upwards. I was ready to meet my God. You see, he put his trust in Christ years before. And in trouble, facing death, right in his face, he turned to God. And he spoke later, as he did so, his fear was dispelled. I was ready to meet my God. I wonder whether you're a youngster or middle-aged or elderly. Are you ready to meet God? Because you will one day do that. Edward Briggs, in trouble, facing death, turned to God. And yes, as he did so, his fear was dispelled. He went on to speak later as a Christian man, having survived. But as he went down the water, he had a blissful acceptance of death. In the words of Psalm 46, he found God to be his help in trouble. Now, right up there is a cross against the wall. And the wall more outside is actually in the shape of a cross. I don't know whether you're Church of England members or Baptists or whatever, but in the Church of England, that table up there is never, ever in any service book called an altar. It's always called a holy table. It's a place of remembrance of the Lord's death. And we remember at communion the Lord's death for us. There's no sacrifice going on anymore. There's no altar. No, it's thanksgiving for his death for us. And yes, we are standing facing a cross in church today. We'll be on the green a bit later on, facing a cross, and marked on the cross outside the names of those who fought and died in both world wars, and also one man in 1919 who died in the continuing conflict in Russia. Why are they in the shape of a cross across our country? Because it's strange, it was an object of execution, fear and death. But 2,000 years ago, one man, Jesus Christ, faced death and the reality of death. He did this in love so that no one need ever fear death. But death wasn't the end. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. So one day we'll all meet him, whether or not we want to. And through trusting in Jesus and his sacrificial death, we receive eternal life. Therefore, friends, you too can say, therefore, I will not fear. Lieutenant Briggs, fearing death, trusted in God and found him to be a refuge and strength. Faced with fear, thousands of men and women in the forces, millions of people around the world have turned to the same God. They found him to be their help in time of trouble. This Remembrance Day invites us all to put our hope in the same God who promises to be our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Amen.